This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Brandon Sweeney, Salicata back on the fan right now. We welcome in Harold Reynolds of the MLB Network to the show. To celebrate baseball being back, Harold's going to be out there co-hosting MLB Network's Hot Stove program tomorrow, live at 9 a.m. from the MLB flagship store right here in New York City, 1271 6th Avenue. Fans are encouraged to visit the store as special guests will join the show. Harold, we're pumped up about baseball season, specifically for the Mets and Yanks. Let's start with the Yankees. Do you think they're better this year than they were in their World Series year a year ago?
Hey, well, thanks for having me on, BT, Sal.
Yeah.
BT, I know you're a Yankee fan, so I'm going to make you feel good early.
All right, let's go. Yeah, I saw you at the World Series, man. Yeah, I saw you at the World Series.
They're better than they were last year.
Okay.
I like the moves they made. They added some additions that they needed to add. You got a closer that's legit, no question marks. Sets up the whole bullpen. But I think all the moves, Goldschmidt, you name it, but to me, Bellinger is the one that takes him over the top. I just think he's going to be fit for Yankee Stadium. I think he's going to be a great player.
Wow. Okay, so, boy, there's so many things to go from that. I love what they did. Now, I hated losing Soto, but I thought the pivot was outstanding. You know, I think Wells, to an extent, is one of the big keys, but I keep going back to Volpe, Harold, and I need some direction here. You know, when you're a first-round pick, and for those who might not know, he was playing Team USA. He was playing at the highest levels when he was a young kid. So he's always been exposed to the best competition, and he's always flourished. By year three, if you're not hitting 270, 280, you're probably never going to be that guy. I can make the case that nobody's got more pressure on them than Anthony Volpe on the Yankees. You buying that? Where are you with him right now?
Yeah, I think with the game that we play today, with so many different swing adjustments and analytics that have changed what guys are looking for, he's kind of got caught in that. You know, he came up with the launch angle age, struck out 180 times or whatever it was, and they said, okay, let's change your swing a little bit. And he's making changes mid-season. So I think as we started to see him last year, start to figure things out towards the end of the year, hitting the ball the other way, still having power, being able to pull a ball inside when needed to be. Became more of a complete hitter, in a sense, and cut down strikeouts. Hopefully it gave him a winter to have a plan to say, this is what I'm going to be this season. I don't think he's had a winter to do that yet. So I still think the jury's out on Volpe. Very talented. He's going to hit. Look, there's not many shortstops that come along. You hit 20 home runs. I mean, that's pretty impressive what he's been able to do. And that's with a lot of holes that are still there. So I think the upside is really huge for this kid.
You mentioned Bellinger, Harold, which I think he's going to have a big year as well, but there's no replacing Juan Soto. I mean, Soto and Judge in the postseason, you saw it. It was as dominant a twosome as we've seen, as threatening as a twosome as there can be in the sport. They're going to lose a lot there with Juan Soto. How do you replace that? Let's say the Yankees get to the postseason, which we all expect. How do you replace Soto's presence in that lineup in October?
Well, I think collectively you do that. And this is why I think they're better. You're going to have Jazz for a full season. I think Goldschmidt is going to be better than most people think. He's going to give you, especially down the stretch, what Goldschmidt has always done is hit great pitching. What do you see in the postseason? You see great pitching. I'm not worried about the 162 games. I'm looking at the Yankees winning the American League, and getting back to a World Series. So how do you do it? You got to play great when you're facing the best competition. I think Goldie gives you that. I think that you're looking at Bellinger. I'm really putting a lot on him. Hopefully the young kid, Dominguez, comes around and plays a full season real well. And Aaron Judge is not going to be as bad as he was in the World Series last year. So I just think collectively they're a better team. They run better. They defend better. They're going to hit better. And the pitching at the end of the game is, you got Max Fried now, which you did not have. You got Devin Williams, which New York is going to be blown away when you see this guy every day. They're a better club. There's not even an argument for me.
I'm with you. I think a lot of fans that were obviously disappointed with Soto leaving, a little tough to process, but I don't disagree, because the problems with the Yankees have been, for far too long, too inherent. Like, I don't know if it's a developmental thing, but there's too many strikeouts, the defense is too sloppy, not enough athletes, which gets me back, I know you mentioned his name, but gets me back to Dominguez. You know, it's different in New York, and it's different with the Yankees. How patient will they be with Jason Dominguez if he comes out in April, he's hitting 160, and he's not looking great in the outfield? What's the runway with him?
Well, it won't be patient. They'll be patient until, right? That's kind of what it is. We're patient until.
Okay.
And the way he defended last year in left field was not impressive. I think it let them know they got a problem there. They got to figure it out in the spring. So he's going to either have to be moved to center and play an outstanding center field, or they're not getting what they expected to get out of him. But they'll be patient until they can no longer be patient. And that might be, you know, by All-Star break, this team's going to win games.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to give him a chance to fail and succeed. It's not like he's the missing cog. He has to perform in order for the Yankees to be great. I think they can carry his misfortunes if he struggles early, because they're going to be deep enough to win games.
Who was the Yankees' primary competition in the American League, Harold?
Well, in the American League, I think the West Coast is still going to come out with the Rangers and the Astros. I'm not throwing the Astros quite out of it yet, but I think their division is going to give them some competition. The Red Sox are going to be better. The Blue Jays will be up and down, but they can give you a tough series. And then after that, I just don't see the Central being the competition everybody thinks it's going to be. They'll beat up on each other. Kansas City's going to be good again, and Detroit. But I really think this Yankee club is above that. Last year, I had the Royals giving the Yankees a real strong battle in that playoff. I thought the Royals would beat them. I don't see that being put roster against roster right now as we enter spring training. I don't see the Royals giving the Yankees a problem. But last year, I did at the postseason.
Gotcha. It's our buddy Harold Reynolds, of course, MLB Network, former player, all-star as well.
And a full year of Garrett Cole, by the way.
That's true. Yeah. And now Weaver. You know, Weaver setting up. We didn't mention him before. So, yeah, I do like the team a lot on paper. I don't like third base, though. And, listen, I don't think that they need to address it now. I wouldn't mind getting Arenado if the Cardinals are going to pay for some of that money, which they have to. But you need somebody over at third base that's going to catch the baseball. I don't need Mike Schmidt or George Brett or even Greg Nettles. But with 30 home runs, who emerges as the third baseman this year for the Yankees?
Well, I'm with you. That is a problematic situation. Even the guys right now, Oswald and DJ LeMahieu, are not third baseman by trade, so to speak. Jazz was okay. I'm not going to say he was great. I'm not going to say he was really all that good at third. He was okay. But he's going to be great at second base. And I think you got to move him to second. But third base is a question mark. And Nolan Arenado, I'm not getting caught up worrying about his offense. He can catch the ball. And if they get him, that takes him to a whole nother level. But I'm with you. Somebody's got to catch the ball at third base.
Well, what about the Mets, Harold? They made the big splash this offseason. Mets fans, you know, forgot about it because they wanted Pete Alonso. Where's Pete Alonso? But they signed Juan Soto away from the Yankees. How much better do you think the Mets, who went to the NLCS a year ago, have become after their strong offseason?
Well, they're still a little bit short. I think the Pete Alonso signing was huge. I mean, huge for that offense. You know, everybody talks about Juan Soto a lot, and a lot of it's about his on-base percentage. Great. Who's driving him in? And he's going to rock. So you needed to have that guy that's going to force that opposition to have to pitch to Soto in certain situations. What made Soto great in New York wasn't just Judge, but Stanton got hot as well. And now you're forced to pitch to Soto a little bit. I don't know if the Mets have that depth yet that's really going to make you have to pitch to Juan Soto. When you look at it, do you really have to pitch to him with Lindor leading off? And then what? So I still think they have to address that. Ventos, he had a really good year last year. We'll see how he does. But if I'm an opposing team, why am I letting Juan Soto beat me? And that's why Pete was so important for me.
Yeah.
I do think the Mets are going to be better. They'll be healthier again, similar to the Yankees. They miss a lot of guys with injuries. But the last thing, I'll let you guys jump in. I thought the biggest move outside of Soto and Pete Alonso was bringing back Manaea. I think he's on an upswing of his career that's going to take him to another level.
I couldn't agree more. You know, what he found with that adjusted windup is that's who he is now moving forward. I totally agree. But I want to get back to Pete for a sec because, yes, okay. I think they needed to bring him back. And you know, we know he's very flawed with certain things. We know what he does well. We all know Pete. All right, we know the scouting report. The one thing that we don't know for sure, we can have opinions, and we need yours on this, he didn't seem to handle the pressure well of the contract a season ago, and because it's, you know, 1 year with an opt-out, in essence, it's the same inward pressure to perform to get a longer-term deal here or elsewhere. So why will Pete handle the pressure this year better?
Well, because he's going to be pissed off. I mean, he went through free agency. When you're first heading into it, you don't understand it, and it's the unknown. And when he was going through trying to figure out if he was going to stay, do they like me, do they want me, now it's kind of like, okay, they played their card. And I'm going to go out and show people that I can still perform. So I think that gives him a whole different edge and a different mindset of being able to go perform. I don't think it's the, oh, I'm the Mets guy, I got to stay and play here. I don't think that's it anymore. I think it's, okay, now I'll go out and perform and show these guys they need to lock me up. And if they don't, then I'm set up to move forward. It's just a switch that changes. I went through it in Seattle. Your mindset changes when you feel like, okay, they didn't respect me the way I thought I should be respected. It just changes. So I think he'll handle that. But Pete, the other thing about Pete is it's not what Pete is going to do when it comes to protection. It's what's that pitcher think. And he's still got that long ball threat. And the face of the other club in those meetings, they're sitting there going, all right, we can't let Soto beat us, but you can't allow Pete to drive a run in. That's going to hurt you as another team. So I think we'll see a different Pete Alonso. I think we'll see a more relaxed guy. I think we'll see a guy that's understanding that he's gone through it for the first time. He's always been a Met. When anybody comes up in an organization, that is where you feel like you're supposed to be. And when you go through free agency, you get a different look at it. You just do.
Yeah, I mean, it'd be great to see that. He's had two down years in a row. He's had opportunities to drive in runs even without Soto in front of him, and he hasn't done it, but he better this year. He's getting paid the highest of his position in the sport, $30 million a year. Be nice to see him produce. Somebody, though, Harold, that maybe the Mets might have their sights on, I certainly do, Vladimir Guerrero Jr. How do you think that his situation plays out with Toronto?
Well, he's put a time limit on it. But as we all know, money speaks to time. But what Soto's contract did, and I think there's only a couple guys in the sport that it really truly affected, and I think Vlad's one of them, that his money went up. A lot of the reason the free agent market was kind of slow after Soto signed, a lot of players were under the illusion that they must have gone up too. They didn't. The market didn't change. He's an outlier. But I think Vlad's one of those outliers as well. He's 25 years old. And so he's going to command, maybe he was looking for three, now he's at four or five. And if they don't get this deal done, he'll be a free agent. And I think the Mets are sitting there going, that's our number one target. I would have to think that is.
Yeah. He's tremendous. He looked great in Queens. You know, I want to go back to something that Sal and I have gone back and forth on. And I understand the game's changed here. When we were growing up, certainly when you were playing, your best hitter's hitting third. George Brett's hitting third. Mattingly's hitting third. Hernandez hitting third. Right. High contact, high average. Okay, clutch guys. So, in my opinion, Lindor, Vientos, Soto three, and then Pete would eventually be the best course of action for the Mets. Because if you go Lindor, Soto, 1-2, which they probably will, I don't love the length of this particular lineup. I think they're one big stick away from being fully legit. And by separating Lindor and Soto, it becomes more circular and it lengthens it. What do you think they will do and what do you think they should do if it's different?
I'm in agreement with you. If I'm facing the Mets and I get Lindor out, all right? Now Soto comes to the plate with one out every time. I have no problem putting him on base. Mm-hmm. I have no problem making him chase. I have no worries at all. But if I got another opportunity to have that lengthened out a little bit more and stretch the lineup like you're talking about, I got to do it. You know, I look at it this way. I know a lot of people, every team has their own reasoning. But the year Aaron Judge hit 62 home runs, the Yankees kept leaving him in the two spot. He had 62 home runs. I think he drove in, what, about 140, something like that?
Mm-hmm.
He drove himself in 62 times. I mean, that's...
Yeah.
Come on.
I know what you're saying. Yeah. Yeah.
You got to get more production out of that.
Yeah. And are you of the mindset... I mean, you played. We didn't at this level. I mean, to me, you know, you got Lindor, who's terrific, could run. Vientos, who I think is going to be a star. And if you have Soto behind him... Yeah, I get it. You can get Lindor out, and then it's the same concept of you know, maybe getting Vientos to change, but it's different in the sense that you don't want to put Vientos on because then you're going to have to pitch to Soto. So Vientos in the two spot makes Vientos' life easier. He's got Lindor in front of him, Soto behind him.
Yeah, and I don't even know if it's Vientos as much as it might be Nemo for me.
Okay.
I just think there's they have some opportunities, but I don't think I'd rather have Soto lead off than have Soto hit second.
What?
I just would. I think he, instead of not being pitched to, I just think it makes no sense to sit him in a spot where he's not going to get pitches to hit.
Right, but don't you think that, that it matters, Harold, and it seems like you're, not that you're down on Vientos, but maybe more questioning Vientos if what he did a year ago was legit, because if you believe what Vientos did was legit, he was as clutch as there was in the postseason a year ago. I do believe he's that. So in my scenario where you go Lindor, Soto, Vientos, you don't want to be pitching a Mark Vientos with both Lindor and Soto potentially on base, or even just Soto in front of him. Like, I think Vientos can make you pay more than Pete. I mean, Pete didn't have a big hit last year until October. We had a couple.
Well, that's why we have spring training, right? And we can figure it out.
Well, are you high on Vientos this year, Harold, or you just?
I love Vientos. Okay. I've always liked him, even when he first came up and just didn't get the opportunity. I think he's going to be fantastic. But I do think there's going to be a little bit of a learning curve. You get pitched different with runners on,
yep.
And honestly. The pressure's a lot different when you now become the designated guy we're looking to get out. We're giving you our best stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And that changes. It changes everything. And we're sitting there when he got hot at the postseason going, this is a guy that we got to get out. The Dodgers weren't fully thinking that at that time. And he destroyed them. And then you figure it out. And then all of a sudden it becomes a different game. So that's what he's going to be up against from the beginning of the season. I think it's going to be interesting to watch. That's the cat and mouse. I love it.
Yeah, that is the chess match of baseball, there's no doubt. And I think Vientos' heartbeat, which is very slow, I think it's going to serve him well. I love the kid. So it's all to our buddy Harold Reynolds, BT and Sal on the Fan. All right, a lot of pressure on Volpe, a lot of pressure on Alvarez. Who is he going to be this year?
Who will Volpe be?
No, Francisco Alvarez.
It'll be interesting to see what Francisco ends up doing this year. He's another guy that's. It looks like he cut down on some of his free swinging. It's hard to tell because guys got in such hot streaks. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like Vientos got in a streak. Alvarez got in a streak. And looking at the 162, he disappeared for a while. And that's what happens with young players. You have to figure out how to minimize the disappearing act. Because you're going to have an 0 for 10. How do you handle it? It's coming for everybody. And that's the difference. And I don't necessarily look at, did you drive, did you get a run, did you get a base hit, you've gone 0 for 15. How was the at-bat? Did you have 10 strikeouts and 12 ABs?
Mm-hmm.
Or were you putting the ball in play?
Yeah.
You know, those are different things you got to look at.
Last one, Harold, for me, who's best suited to beat the Dodgers, if anybody?
The Dodgers.
In this conversation?
Probably. Well, no, you can, I mean, anybody in the sport. Is there a team that you think is favored to knock off the Dodgers, or do you think the Dodgers are going to win another championship?
I think the Dodgers are going to win it. I would say The team that maybe matches up right now would be possibly the Phillies, because I think they have the pitching depth and they have the player depth. I do believe the Yankees are not done adding. And I don't think the Mets are quite finished either. I just don't think the Mets are where they need to be yet. I still think they're short. I know they spent a lot of money on Soto, and it's great and all that. I still think they're short.
You think they need an arm or a bat, if anything, or maybe both? What are they short on?
I think they still need both. I still think they got some holes.
Wow. Well, we'll get the answers eventually. We're all excited. You know, me and Sal.
So my question is this. We're all excited here at MLB Network as well, and we're trying to see you guys coming back this year.
Yeah.
Opening day.
Well, I'm going to take you yard
coming
again.
Back, what?
Yeah, I'm going to hit bombs off you again like I did last year. You know,
Let's
you saw
go. We need
out.
A road trip. We need you guys out here.
I'm going to need a little more energy from you about my Mets, Harold. I mean, I'm not liking what I'm hearing. You want me to come out there and hang out at the MLB Network studios? I mean, the Mets did make it to the NLCS. They added Juan freaking Soto, brought back Manaea and Alonso. What more do you want them to do?
Doesn't seem impressed.
Here's what I'm going to say. Down with the Braves. Down with the Phillies. Down with the Dodgers. Let's go, Mets, Harold. Yeah, now I'll show up.
Just bring that energy out here. That's all I want to see. I want to see that in person. That's all I got to say.
You're in a room with him for 10 minutes. Yeah. You eventually see it. Let me. Yeah. By the way, that is something that we're definitely working on. You guys treated us like gold last year. Love MLB Network. That is something we're trying to make happen for sure. But let me throw maybe a little cold water on a sport we all love as much as anything. It just seems like the work stoppage is coming. Not if, but and it. I hope I'm wrong. It feels very dire. Am I right or am I wrong on this?
I hope you're wrong. I don't know. We got a long ways to still go to work
that
out. Yeah, I know.
2 years.
Hopefully the worst part of negotiations like that, it always comes down to the 11th hour for people to feel a pressure point, right?
Yep.
So I want to enjoy it right now, but I do think there's going to be a fight. From both sides, and hopefully we can get it settled.
And can you just tell everybody in your ways, because you do this every day, what the main pressure point fight is over?
Well, I think it's going to be over, can you control the spinning of the sport? You know, whether it's, if you look at the other sports, you look at the NBA, you look at the NFL, they're flourishing under their systems of revenue share. And that's what baseball is going to have to figure out. It's hard to have, in my mind, having gone through the union and everything else, when you have, you know, close to $5 billion in player salary, and, you know, $4.5 billion of that goes to about 100 players when you got 1,000. Mm. That's going to be a problem.
All right. Well, go ahead.
I was going to say, on the ownership side, you know, they're always going to try to figure out how they can split their pie. Obviously, that's going to be a problem. So, we'll see.
And you can check Harold out. He's going to co-host MLB Network's Hot Stove program tomorrow, live at 9 a.m. from the MLB flagship store right here in New York City, 1271 6th Avenue. Fans are encouraged to visit the store as special guests will join the show. Harold, thanks for your time. We appreciate it. Enjoy the start to the baseball season.
Okay, fellas. Appreciate it. We'll see you soon.
You got it, brother.
There you go.
Thanks, Harold.